B-Pod Studios.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Good morning, everybody! Happy, 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 happy football!
Happy football, happy football, happy football. It's tonight! The kickoff! Come on! We got football tonight! Are you kidding me? How great is that? Only the home! Yeah. How great is this? It's all of a sudden, to use the holiday analogy, it's like we bypassed Thanksgiving and went already all the way to Christmas morning. Like we woke up today and it's Christmas morning.
Yeah!
We'll say Christmas Eve and Sunday will be Christmas morning.
When the Eagles play.
But we got football tonight. Chiefs and Texans, and it's upon us. The great 2020 season. Will it happen? Will it finish? It's going to happen. Will it finish? I believe it'll do anything in their power. So I think it'll become bigger and bigger and bigger. And all of a sudden, we'll be like, wow, this is awesome. We'll have to deal with a little bit of probably shoddy football, a little sloppy football, but who cares? Football is football, man. That's what it is. And I don't know. I look at it. I am excited. As Pat Egan's excited. I see him inside. He's pumped up. We got lots to figure out with this year. And we got lots to figure out with the birds. Now, I will say this. Sunday, I don't see how the Redskins will beat them. I feel stronger and stronger. Unless I'm missing something in who the Eagles are. But when you go through that Washington team, it's not a good team. You know, yeah, I hear about the front. Okay. You know, I look at it, it's not the gangrene front, right? I don't see Reggie White and Jerome Brown on that team. It's not the 85 Bears. It's not the Ravens. I mean, I think it's a good front, and that's it. What's that? That offense is trash. I mean, let's be real about it. New coach, maybe at some point they'll get under their, they'll get it somewhat together, but with a new coach who had COVID, who with a new system being put in place, what are we talking about here? Like, I don't know. I mean, I got to think that it's going to take them some real time to put things together. So, and the Eagles are coming out like, where, you know, this is where they are. There's continuity. So all that said, I just flat out love the Eagles on Sunday. Now, beyond Sunday, we got to talk. And we'll figure out, you know, what's going on. Now, I hear a lot of people already begrudging Jason Peters. Now, I get it. It's a charade. Of course he did not do it for the team. It's nonsense. He did it to get paid, right? We all know the score. We all know what time it is. He did it to get paid. He's playing. Why begrudge him? Already, the begrudgers are out. Like, I don't really care as long as he's there. I got to read you off the bat. Jim from the Palm. Peters moves to left tackle to help the team. My ass. $5 million more. I can't believe we are starting this year with him at left tackle. Rah. And I go, well, he's better than the alternative. Seriously, you want Matt Pryor out there? You'd rather have Jason Peters out there, right? I mean, come on now. And then not having a backup plan for Dillard, I can't, I can't blame Howie for not having a backup plan for Andre Dillard. I mean, Andre Dillard was supposed to be. Listen, you can rip Howie for the pick, because if he can't play, he can't play. But having the backup plan is Peters. What do you mean? That's the backup plan. I don't know why this is a big deal. I really don't. I look at it and go, all right, it's a good thing you got Peters on the line. Now, yeah, does he irritate you staying down and, you know, the whole thing? Yeah, I understand it. I do. But, again, the alternative is what? We're talking Carson's blind side here. So, we got to get it started. Now, one other thing that I want you guys to think about. The idea of symbols and signs. So today alone, I'm driving and I see the cowboy star in a white SUV, in the back of a white SUV. And it's amazing how all my face started to scrunch up. And as I passed the person, I had to look at the person, right? To see what kind of scoundrel would have that in the back of the SUV. And then later on, I'm crossing the Ben Franklin Bridge and I see an Ohio State dude. And I'm not even a Penn State man. But I was like, ew. Buckeyes. Ew. And then I had an encounter at the Wawa. And the encounter goes like this. I don't know what it is about. Sometimes I can't. I got to shut up. But, you know, we're in the social distance line and the whole thing. And the dude in front of me has the cowboy blue hat. Right? And he's all cowboyed up. And I go, you going to serve that dude? And, you know, joking around, whatever. And the guy turns to me, gives me a dirty look. And I go, why don't you leave town? You freaking creep. And that's the beauty of football. Symbols and signs that make you feel a certain way. Like, literally, I felt a certain way by just looking at that stuff. It made me feel a certain way. It's amazing what football does to us. So I want to talk about our encounters with the symbols and signs. And what makes you feel good, too. All the Eagle stuff that you see. That's going to lead us into a Tuna story about a t-shirt emblazoned with Road to Jacksonville.
Hello, Anthony. Good morning. Hello, I was waiting Tunis. For the good morning, man. It's only been about 2 years. You always give me the good morning.
Oh, good morning, my brother.
Yeah, see, I like it.
Good morning, Tunis.
That's how I start my day.
I thought it would be a seamless, like, I'm setting you up.
No, man, I'm used to the softball pitch right over the middle of the plate.
Good morning.
Good morning, Tunis.
Good morning, Tunis.
Good
morning, Tunis.
So last week, it was Friday, and I tried texting you, but your phone was, I think.
MIA.
It was dead, I think, Friday. Like, Friday, you buried it, I'm pretty sure.
Phone. It was in somewhere.
Yeah.
It was in Albuquerque.
Oh, well, I'm glad you got the new one, the new text board. But Friday, I was at the Melrose Diner just outside. It was actually my mother-in-law's birthday on Friday. And her favorite cake is...
Oh, the Melrose cake!
Yeah, she loves the Melrose cake. So,
my mother, same thing.
My
mother, my grandmother, my Aunt Cookie, loved them. It was all about the Melrose cake.
Yeah, she loves the Melrose cake, so that was a part of her birthday celebration. Christy and I made the trip to the Melrose Diner, picked up the cake to bring it to Jersey to celebrate her birthday. And Christy went into the diner. I stayed in the car because, you know, just kept the flashers on the car instead of paying for 2 minutes. And here comes this guy on a bike wearing this Eagles shirt that says, hop aboard, it's the road to Jacksonville. And it was, you could tell it used to be a midnight green shirt, but it was no longer midnight green because it's a 16-year-old shirt. So I had the window down and I go, yo, dude, that's a great shirt. He goes, oh, yeah, thanks. I don't even know when I got it. It was definitely a free shirt. Like, it might have been a radio promotion, or it might have been a TV promotion, or it might have been come to your local Wawa and get a free Eagles shirt. It was one of those shirts, which I have thousands of them in my closet. And I go, that's a great shirt. He goes, yeah, I don't even remember when I got it, but I wear this all the time. And you could tell it was tattered, right?
I'm
sure there were some holes, you know, in the armpit or something, but he was just riding his bike.
Sounds like a great shirt.
It was an awesome shirt. And it had like a cartoon, you know, eagle on it. You know, Swoop was on there. Cartoon Andy Reid was on it. Like, it was so cool. And he goes, I wear it right around football season all the time.
Are you serious?
All the time.
Wow.
And then it started having me think about, like, the clothes that I always wear. I have my sweatshirt, the bleeding green sweatshirt,
Love the bleeding green sweatshirt.
The pocket of the hoodie is ripping off.
Yes.
Like, it's hanging off.
You got to get it sewn back on, cuz.
No, because it tells the story. I wear that sweatshirt every week. I do not wash it during the football season.
Yeah, I remember you telling me that your wife washed it.
She washed it, and what happened? Carson's knee blows up.
Yeah.
So thanks a lot.
Yeah, Christy.
Yeah, this is a violation. I told her not to
wash
it.
That was pre-marriage,
too. Yes, it was. I should have ended it then. No, I'm kidding. But yeah, I mean, it made me think about that, the gear that you wear that's synonymous. Yeah. It's synonymous to the teams, or when you're going to an outing or whatever it is, the gear. And I was just like, dude, that's a great shirt, and I hope you never get rid of it. I hope he has it for another 16 more years. Until he wears another, you know, maybe he wears a Road to Minnesota t-shirt next time. You know, because the Eagles went to Minnesota and won the Super Bowl. But it was an awesome t-shirt.
It does. It's cool.
And we all have that.
Yeah.
We all have that shirt or that hat.
I love these things, how they make us feel. Like in this case, the Road to Jacksonville. That's a great shirt.
Awesome shirt.
And it makes you feel good. It makes fuzzy. Right?
Yeah, it made me think of my childhood. Now, again, it was a disappointing end, right?
Doesn't matter.
But it made me think of, wow, that was the first time. I experienced the Sixers going into the finals against the Lakers. That was the first time I really experienced bliss in sports.
Yeah.
But I was seven. I was double digits at this point when it came to the Eagles going to the Super Bowl. That was awesome. It was a great time for me.
No, it's incredible. How do you feel today?
I feel, like you said, Christmas morning. I woke up this morning and, you know, I yelled out, it's football seasons today. My wife had to get up early. She had to go do something. So we were both up, and I was like, I can't. And she told me, you're in a different mood this morning.
Sure you are. You're bouncy.
I was like, yeah.
I'm bouncy.
And I know it was a little humid this morning, but like, you looked outside and it was one of those days where you kind of didn't want to get out of bed right away because it was like, it was foggy out. But what did it make you think of? It made you think of like, late fall football weather. Once the temperature drops a little more, next week it'll be in the 70s. But we're here. It is football season.
Yeah,
and I was in a giddy mood this morning.
Bouncy.
I still am,
without a doubt. Bouncy fellas today. We're all in the week.
We're going to dinner with her parents today, and I was like, I better be home by 8 o'clock on the couch, 20 minutes before the game.
Only Mahomes.
So I was able to talk in. I was able to sign the contract. We're doing an early bird special today, 4 p.m. dinner. I'm getting home and ready to go for football.
It's the best.
Tonight.
It's the best. It really is. It's the greatest.
I get to plan my life again.
I know. It's the greatest. It's the best.
Because you and I are similar. We're on the couch, watch the game people. Like, I like to go out. But the first football game, like, I want to be on the couch. I don't want to be.
No, I don't like to go out watch games.
Yeah, like, this is a, I'm going to be sitting my ass on the couch. I get it, you can't really go
Certain sports are better at home. Like, football. Now, if it's an innocuous game, like a Thursday night, Monday, whatever, that's fine. But I can't, or maybe a college game I want to watch sometimes. But I prefer the castle.
Hockey in the bar is awesome.
Hockey in
when
the bar,
everyone's going nuts,
is awesome. I agree. But football is castle. I need to be in the castle. How you feeling about him? Like, here's the thing. I'm hearing all the grousing over to Jason Peters. I think the worst thing is, who cares?
Why do you care about it?
We know it's a charade. Who cares about it?
Well, that's the worst part about it, is that Doug Peterson 2 days ago or 3 days ago has to go to the media and say, yeah, Jason Peters came to my office, knocked on my door, said, I want to move to left tackle for the team. And he called him an ultimate professional and all this stuff.
No, it's all BS.
And then 3 days later, he gets a new contract.
Right.
And we go, wait a minute, what happened to this whole... Now, this is very in line with the Doug Peterson story that Jeff McClain put out, because you have the Carson Walsh and Mike Rose situation where he comes out to the media after the season, says these guys will be back next year. 1 day later, those two guys are fired. Now, Doug Peterson, just this weekend, goes, yeah, Jason Peters came here to be the ultimate teammate, the ultimate professional. 3 days later, it's, oh, he got his money.
Well, first of all, you knew he was going to. He had him by the short hairs. What's the big deal? Like, we understand. I would think we know that, listen, the dude looks at it and goes, there's an opportunity here. Let me get a bump. I've been doing this for a long time. I don't begrudge the guy a dollar. I don't understand why we begrudge him. I really don't. And this whole idea for the team, it's a business. Guys are making a living. Jason Peters will probably have another year after this. Although, no one in me, maybe until he's 50.
Yeah. But he and TB12 will be going.
Exactly.
One day he'll be the left tackle for Tom Brady.
Exactly.
On the all 50 team.
Right. But all that said, I don't know why we care about it. And this whole, you know, golly gee, folks, for the team. Come on, man. We know.
Gosh, you're doing great.
I mean, stop. I mean, what's the big... I can't worry about that sort of thing. I can't. Like, I don't even know why that's a big deal. Why is it a big deal? You guys got to explain to me what the big deal is. I mean, right off the bat, Jim from the Palm, a great 4-for-4 guy, albeit...
Negadelphian.
Yes.
No, sorry, he's a real Adelphian.
A real Adelphian. Yes. Like, who cares? And how are you ripping Howie... for not having a back, the backup plan is Peters, for Dillard. Now, again, you want to rip Howie for picking Dillard, that's one thing. But having a backup plan, I'm actually thankful that Peters is around. Who would you rather have blocking Carson's blind side?
Yeah, I'd rather have Jason Peters than Matt Pryor, who's never played the position.
That's the
Carson
point.
Was excited. The other day when he had his press conference, he seemed giddy that Jason Peters agreed to playing left tackle. But I think the weirdest thing is Doug Peterson goes on this two-minute-long interview, you know, with the media last week, saying that, you know, Matt Pryor's our guy. Jason Peters has done a great job at right guard. He's going to stay at right guard.
Right.
Then a few days later... he immediately, as soon as Jason Peters says, I want to move to left tackle, he agrees on it and says, Jason Peters is a great professional, great teammate, blah, blah, blah. And then 3 days later, he gets the contract extension. I think just the timeline is very strange, and it may be bothering people.
Why?
Because people look at the money and they go, oh my God, this guy false starts all the time. This guy gets hurt all the time.
Okay. All right. We went through his snap percentage. I mean, the guy played 88% of the snaps. It was 75 last year. We went through it. I mean, I don't know the alternative. What he's getting paid now is bargain left tackle money.
That's true. Yeah, it's bargain left tackle money, but he's also 38 years old and is not dependable all the time with the injuries. He's not dependable.
I'm not saying he is, but again... we've already concluded he's your best.
Yes, and I agree with you on that.
So you're not paying him big time left tackle money. He's your best alternative. So who cares? My point is this. I don't know why we have to worry about minutia. And this is minutia. There are bigger things to worry about with this squad.
Yes,
like, is there a linebacker at all on this team?
What about the rest of the offensive line?
Right.
Your guards are Isaac Seumalo and Matt Pryor right now.
And here's the other thing, all right? And this is a big story. And we'll open up the phone lines coming up with a lot of people already on the line. But with the season starting, I'm a believer that preseason, heading into the opener, especially the week of the opener, is it time for optimism? All right? Especially in this situation. Now, do I think they're going to win the Super Bowl? No, I don't. Do I think they're the best team in the division? I really don't. I really don't. And it pains me to say it.
Especially after you saw that Cowboys gear today.
However, I know they're a good team. And, I don't know, maybe the Cowboys aren't as good as I think they are. So, for that very reason, knowing the Eagles are a good team, it's time to have a little bit of giddy up. Giddy up! Where's my Eagle giddy up? 610-632-0975. It's football season, baby! Giddy up! Talk a little Bagster. Dude, I need football today. This music. Come on. All right, but don't overplay that one.
It's the first one I had ready.
All right. I need it all day, ins and outs. I don't want any of this. Yeah. I don't want any of this other nonsense. All right?
Okay.
All right. All right, Tunis.
You gonna throw the other outro music into the Bagster?
In the Bagster, that's right. No, oh, the Bagster bag. What an ingenious product. It's got all the strength of those metal dumpsters, but it's a bag. It holds 3,300 pounds of waste, 3 cubic yard dumpster in a bag. And you can get it at Home Depot and Lowe's and local home improvement stores everywhere for just $29.99. Go and whatever project you're doing this fall, maybe it's the bathroom, maybe it's the basement, maybe you're cleaning out things, whatever you're doing, the Bagster bag can handle it. That's right, as Anthony Gargano tells you, clean it up with a Bagster dumpster. In a bag.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, 10:30 on the opening morning. Oh, man, of the season. 101st NFL season. The NFL is the greatest. The greatest. Question, because we're going to talk about the home squad. Jeff McClain's going to join us coming up at 11. And, Andrew, I want to run this by you first. And then we open up the phone lines to all of our friends, all of our football friends. So what bothers you from this story? Now, if you didn't read it, Jeff talks about that Doug not having complete control. He talked about that instance when it came to his OC and that day when Groh and Walsh were fired and Doug became, quote, irritated, frustrated, and pissed off, according to Jeff's sources.
So what bothered me?
Yeah.
Is it fair to say that I'm not that bothered by it?
I'm not either.
Now, I will say this.
Frankly, I don't understand why Mike Rowe, what's the argument against him being fired?
Exactly. Now, I will say this. It bothers me that they're not on the same page. Like, they should have been on the same page. Now, Doug has got himself in trouble before during press conferences. Sometimes he says too much. Sometimes he doesn't say anything at all. Like Carson Wentz getting drilled in the back of the head by Jadeveon Clowney, and Doug needed to see the tape. Like, come on now. But that was the thing that bothered me, was that them not being on the same page. But the decision to move on from those two guys was the right one. It wouldn't have been the right one to hold on to those two guys when they did nothing for you. When they were the guys that, if you needed a scapegoat, right? How many times do we talk about the scapegoat that needs to be fired? It's those two guys. It's Mike Groh and Carson Walsh. And the Eagles struggled in those areas last season, and Mike Groh did nothing for you anyway. And because Jeffrey Lurie or whoever it is that wanted this more flashier offense, well, that's the direction of the NFL. It's not 12 personnel. It is flashier plays. It is going downfield more. It is chunk plays, 15 yards or more. All the sayings that you can give. That's what the NFL is nowadays. We've seen Eagles win with 12 personnel, and you know what? They do have two great tight ends, so I'm sure it is smart to mix that in a lot with this offense. But, I mean, it didn't bother me that much that it was the higher-ups' decision to move on from an offensive coordinator that wasn't really an offensive coordinator because Doug was calling the plays. It really didn't bother me.
I don't understand the big deal, to be honest with you. I think quite frankly, if Carson, this whole nonsense, the only thing I blanch at is this bully thing. I mean, are you kidding me? We're talking, this isn't bullying. Bullying happens in second grade, all right? Not in a workplace, in a football locker room. I mean, for real? Give me a break.
Well, because Carson may have been like, no, I don't like your idea.
And listen,
he's the one on the field, no?
Exactly. And here's the thing. If the guy isn't a proven coach, the guy isn't. Right. Say what you want. His father is.
Right? His father fired him in college.
Right. His father is, but he wasn't. So if the guy sucked, the guy sucked. So what? Who cares if Carson told him, no? He bully. He said, no. The guy wants to win. I think we know about Carson. I think we should have some latitude toward guys who want to achieve and not castigate them for being held down by inept people. And by the way, I will tell you that there are scores of inept people doing jobs they got no business doing. No business. All right? It's everywhere. So if it's on a football team, I got zero issue with Carson saying, this guy is a clown, get him out.
Yeah, I got no problem with it at all. So my only thing is the not being on the same page, because it did look really bad.
Well, I you know what? I don't care. I really don't care about it. And if Doug, maybe Doug likes him. See, here's how Doug strikes me. Doug strikes me as a great man.
Yeah.
Really, like, he strikes me as a really good guy. I think he, you know, tries to be honest. I think he's like, he likes people. He wants to do right by people. I really do. I think the guy's a good guy. And he probably, Groh had probably had a soft spot. He probably had a soft spot for Groh. And was like, oh, give him another chance. Give him another chance. And then finally they went, no, oh, man, we can't stick with these guys. They got to go. Got to go.
Now, let me ask you one thing, because that was a pretty big decision. Obviously, I mean, even though Mike Groh did nothing for you as the offensive coordinator because Doug called all the plays, he was still an OC. Does that send a message to the locker room at all? Like to the players? Oh, maybe Doug doesn't have as much power as we thought. Does that send a message at all?
So what? What is? I mean, listen, he's the coach, right? He's the head coach.
Yes,
so he's got power. It's not like he doesn't have any power.
Right.
He's the head coach. So he has a blind spot with a couple coaches. Quite frankly, I think they needed to step in.
Yeah, oh, they had to.
So
those two guys could not have returned.
Right. So I don't get the big deal.
And now you bring in some guys with pedigree to fill those positions,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly. Win-win. All right? I mean, what's the big deal? Well, you know, quite frankly, I think Doug needs somebody. I don't think he should have a complete autonomy. He's not that guy. Certain guys are, right? Certain guys, Andy Reid deserves autonomy.
Right.
Belichick deserves autonomy. Those guys,
yeah.
How those guys are. Harbaugh, those guys are, that's how they are. Doug's strength is in how he deals with people. Quite frankly, one of the downfalls with the Sixers is that Brett had too much power. Very similar to Doug. I mean, Brett, incredible guy. Now, I think Doug's got a little bit of, He's got more I'll dig in your ass, right?
Yeah. He's also won, whereas Brett got a lot of power after tanking for 3 years, and I think it was almost like
circumstance.
Hey, you're still here, thanks.
Yeah.
Here's some power.
Right. And circumstance.
Here's a cut of the pie.
Well, that's just the point. You know, ultimately, you know who the king coach is. Guy walks in the room. You know who the king coach is. Just the bottom line.
Yeah.
Let's get it started on the phone lines. Happy football, Jug. What's up, my man?
This morning, Anthony, happy football day. I can't wait. Like, I'm still nervous that they're not going to kick off. I'm like, I just have to have it start. I was in the supermarket this morning picking up food to cook for my wonderful ladies in the house.
Nice.
And I'm singing in the
food. You grilling or what?
What I'm doing today, Anthony, I have this recipe. I'm doing a pork tenderloin in the crock pot for the girls. That's going to be really good, that we can serve ourselves, and it's going to be a good time. Pulled pork sandwiches, stuff like that. So,
fantastic.
Yeah, it's going to be good. I was singing in the store. I think people think I was crazy. I'm just so happy about this day. Now, the article, the only thing that bothered me about the article, Anthony, is when it being released this week. Let's be positive week. I don't want to hear about Doug and all the behind the... I want to talk about how happy I am about the secondary. I think the secondary is going to be better. I'm hoping. I think the offense, if Deshaun stays happy, I think it's going to be dynamic. It pulls people off the line. Might give Carson a little more time instead of having that safety in the box on everything.
Yes, I agree.
You know, so I'm excited about this season. I think we have the advantage for a little continuity. So I'm happy.
Yeah, how about you? Happy Doug.
That's what I want to do.
I love the happy Doug.
And then you want to talk about jerseys. What? I'll give you even more happy notes. Like, we go to Disney World usually every year in the fall for food and wine. And I'm down there. My wife knows when the Eagles are on, I go and watch the game. There's no ifs, no ends, no buts. I watch my birds down in Disney World. But the great part is I usually have my Carson Wentz jersey on, years past five. There's nothing like roaming around the parks and you see other Eagle fans and they're waving to you and we're all talking the brotherhood that you're roaming around with. And then you see that Cowboys fan and you give them a dirty look as you're walking down Main Street. The rivalry.
I love it. I love it. That's awesome.
And then the one thing about Jason Peters, you know, and I love Jason Peters, Eagles Hall of Fame. I think the little spur in my boot with that one is, it's how it happened. I understand about money, but it would be like I'm a general contractor, and you know I call in. So, okay, I give you a bid on your house to put a new roof on. Then all of a sudden a hurricane or a windstorm comes through, and everybody else needs their roof done. So I call Anthony. I'm saying, listen, Ann, instead of 10 grand, it's going to be 15 now because you need it done. That's the problem with it. He signed the contract.
Yeah, I disagree. I disagree with your analogy. I don't think your analogy is apt.
Why? It's not. He got hurt, he's taking advantage of it. It would be like me as a contractor taking advantage of you because of a storm.
No. He is an employee who is being asked to do more. He is getting elevated to a more crucial position.
Okay, so I agree with
that. He's an employee, it's different. You're a contractor. That's different. There is no, you know, I work for you, you work for me type of thing. That's different.
So I agree with your analogy then. So during the Super Bowl run, when Carson went down and Nick Foles would become the starter, should he have not played?
That's his job to be the backup.
But now he's
but it doesn't matter because you beforehand. Hold on, listen to me. Going into it, you know that's part of being a backup quarterback, that if something happens to the starter, you play. That's the verbal contract.
But most of these guys on the offensive line sign to play offensive line, Anthony. They know under circumstances.
He is being moved. He signed on to play guard, and he got paid to play guard.
Anyway. It's football Thursday. I don't want to fight with you about this. This is my reasoning for it. I'm telling you,
you're hating on the wrong. There's no reason. I'm just trying to get you to understand. Then let it go. Who cares about it?
I'm not hating because I love Jason Peters.
I would argue for you.
If you were to get a few extra dollars for a more crucial position, I'd go, Doug, give the money.
Well, there you go. But the bottom line is we're winning the division this year, and I think I'm feeling good about this.
Winning the division! Yes! I love it, Doug. Give me a chance.
E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles.
There it is.
It's a nice chant.
I love it.
Like that?
I feel real strongly about this whole thing. And the only reason why, because this is no do for the team, right? This isn't what we grew up doing, right? Let's play for the guys, do for the team. That's a business. Eagles they generate oodles and oodles and oodles of revenue. All right? He's now going to be moved. And again, it's not like he was getting decent money and now he wants to be paid commensurate with the top, 10 left tackles in the league. So, pay the guy. I don't understand why we don't. He's still the employee, right? The onus is still on the employer that generates a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't get the anti-Peter stance at all, especially how hard people work. Should be for the working guy. And I know they play football and the whole thing, still. It's the same principle. But how about it? Doug says win the division.
Win the division. Hey, listen, I like it.
Yeah, man.
I think they're competing for it.
I think today we suspend this week. Let's see how they look. Let's be excited. Be optimistic. Mike and Del Ran. Because I can. Michael.
Because I can.
Cuz, I'm so excited. So, real quick, I'm with you now on the Peters thing. I wasn't at first. I wish it wouldn't have been public. I think it easily could have went down the same exact way without all of us knowing about it beforehand.
Like, right.
He could have said, guys, I'll play left tackle, but you better do right by me. And, they would have. A couple days later, they would say, you're right.
Listen.
Cuz, I'm talking about $1 million here. Like, to us, it might be a lot, but, the guy's a Hall of Fame left tackle, so let it go. All right, so, cuz, last 2 weeks ago, I snapped. I just snapped. I disconnected from the rest of the world, right? I disconnected from social media, sports. I stopped listening to the radio. I just couldn't do it anymore, man. With baseball starting the way it did, fighting over money and people fighting over politics, all this stuff was invading my sports, and I couldn't deal with it anymore until today. I am so excited. Christmas morning feeling. It is so exciting. So, I got to tell you this. Because I'm going to tell you why you need to feel real good about the chances of this Birds team this year. It can't be a coincidence, right? I have been part of giving birth to 3 children. Well, 2 and 1 soon. The first one was the year the Eagles went to the Super Bowl and lost to the Patriots. The second one was the year the Eagles won the Super Bowl.
I know that. I know that. I remember that. Right, I remember you saying that.
Yeah, right. The Patriots fan wife, right?
Yes.
So I have had 2 children born on the same year, both years, both times the Eagles went to the Super Bowl. This third one's coming in 5 weeks, cuz. I'm telling you, you look at all the numbers, you look at Vegas, the Eagles' odds aren't that bad. They're top 8 odds to win the Super Bowl just like everybody else. The pieces are going to fall into place. Doug Peters is going to have this team rolling. I'm telling you right now, 10-6, we're winning the division. Cowboys are frauds. Eagles are going to go far into the playoffs. E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles. Yay!
I love it. How about that? I love when this town gets excited. It gets frothy. Love when we get frothy.
You would think it's game day right now for the Birds. You would think the Birds are playing tonight.
Yeah.
So far, the excitement, man.
Holmes, listen. Today's the first day I actually feel it, right?
I'm happy for
right?
you.
I feel it around. You and I felt it, but we were internally excited. But
right.
I feel it from everybody else today. And it just goes to show our own relationship with the sport. Tomorrow, I do it before every season. It's the What You Love About Football show. And it's our own relationship with the sport. Philadelphia. I told you I watched that Invincible, right? First time I put the grudge down and I watched the movie with Massimo. And seeing the old school, you know, the old time stuff, you know, you think about what separates this town, what separates this town from the others in this country is history. You know, in the Northeast, we have history. You know, we're not some, and no disrespect to, you know, Charlotte. You know, we're not some boom town.
Right.
Right? The Denvers. Now, they have a nice history, but again, these cities, we have history here. And we go back into the annals. Like, the one thing about, it was interesting about that movie was the reference to Tommy McDonald and Chuck Bednarik and the 48 championship.
Yeah.
Like, it was kind of interesting because, you know, everything's generational. So I had no, you know, obviously no contact feeling, you know, for the Tommy McDonald, Chuck Bednarik, you know, guys like Ray Dettinger, who you did that great play, right? Like, they, you know, that was his generation.
Right.
You know, mine was later and yours was even later, right? And how it works. But the thing is that we have the lineage.
Yeah, you hear the stories all right? the time.
Like, that's the beauty of the relationship of, you know, with football that we have in this town. You know, whether it's the Dick Vermeil story, which I love, which is one of the great stories. And I'm surprised they didn't put it in there in the movie where he's cursing. That's why I should have wrote it. He's working. It's summertime. It's July 4th. And they're having all kinds of parades. Right? And Dick Vermeil yells to one of his assistant coaches and says, "What's on that racket?" He goes, "Coach, it's the bicentennial. It's the celebration of this country.
Right.
200 years old." He goes, "Well, make it stop." Yeah, not happening. Bicentennial.
Dick Vermeil's not American? Damn it.
No, he was so insane. No, but you didn't get my point. So insane about this whole thing. But that's a great legendary story, you know? And my only beef is that they made all the fans out to be alligators. Like, just lizards. Like, they were all these, you went into the, you panned the crowd, they're all lizards. Like, just nasty alligators. Come on, man.
I don't know. I did watch some of those playbacks, the cutaways to the fans. There was the one, the 1980 NFC Championship game. It was, what, 20 degrees? You were there. How cold was it that day?
Oh, it was freezing, but I, you know.
And there was a cutaway of these two guys in just jean shorts, no shirt. And then they had the big hat with the ear flaps. And they were just drinking out of their bottle of whiskey at the vet. It was awesome. It was a great, 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 great shot.
Well, I get this is a, you know what? Let me ask because, you know, what am I, you know, again, I was a little boy. So I'll ask those people that remember it, lived through it. Were we really lizards? Let us celebrate Philadelphia and football, our own relationship. Get back to your calls. Jeff McClain will join us. Sal Powell later on. And Moose will join us. Coming up at 1 o'clock. Sal Palantonio at 12:30. It's Cuz Radio with Tunis. Kickoff. All right. Life is coming at us hard these days, right? Growing stressed and trying to not get sick, keep our immune system up. We got body aches and headaches and, you know, all nine. So, when they came to me, and they is Xceva Vitamin Infusion Therapy. My man Brian said, "Cuz, I got this thing. It's going to make you feel good. And I know how hard you work, because you're doing the show, you're doing all the games, and you're doing everything else, and then you're writing screenplays and books and trying to figure it out." So, listen, let me hook you up with this Xceva Vitamin Infusion Therapy. So see how it feels. So I did it once, and I did it twice, and then I did it the third time. And by the third time, I started to feel really, really different. Started to feel good, energy. Imagine flooding your body with vitamins and nutrients, amino acids, and hydration. You need to boost your immune system, elevate your mood, elevate your energy level, and replenish your reserves. It's unbelievable. It's safe. Yes, we're talking vitamins and nutrients and hydration administered by a board-certified nurse at one of Xceva's modern infusion suites. Relax in a massage chair. Enjoy a snack while you receive your infusion in front of a flat-screen TV. It's a great way to recharge. Telling you, disappear from life. Think about football, your fantasy team, whatever. Learn more about Xceva's vitamin therapies. Visit Xceva.com. That's AXIVA.com. Xceva, replenish, recharge, relief.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.